Blog Talk Radio.
I knew you were the one for me. For you, I'd do anything. Baby, you're perfect. You show why you're worth it. Don't want nobody else with me. I swear you got all I need. That's why you find me. That's why you got that dream.
Baby, show me why she worth it, cause she earth. The way she talking to me got me thinking about murder. She been both with kissing whole time, her body glisten. And baby real smart too, she can teach and dish. And talking on smart shit, I'm blowing back glisten. Sitting there half naked, we topping on the mission. We thinking about the diss and how she sliding with the miss. Baby got a good education and a game plan. I'm with the sisters, like a real OG. Man, smoke was in the air. I'm rubbing on the body and playing with her hair. It don't matter what go down, she always gonna be there. Told me, baby, we can get it. Make love and handle business. He can soldier with her, and she gon' stay committed. She don't care what's happening. The mothers, they can't have me. We ain't got no kids, but sometimes she call me pappy. She love to bend it over, yeah, back, slap it, daddy.
I knew you were the one for me.
Way past you sexually, I'm feeling you, getting into you. I can see myself coming home to you. A wife, queen, no, I don't see in between. A life, a partner, let's create a team. Loyalties with loyalties, we can build our dreams. I've been there, I've done that. I'm here, girl, and I ain't with that. I'm a king, baby, need a queen, baby. I ain't got no time for playing jack. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes going, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that. I'm real with you, you real with me. That sounds like a perfect match. Your eyes going, your vibe going. Let me spend my life with that.
I knew you were the one for me. I'm a proud sponsor of Chop on the Radio. Please stay tuned in for all your necessary needs of your Coco Reed phone.
Go Throw Production.
Who you know that do it like me? Who you know that grind like me? I wait. Who you know that bust 'em like me?
What's jerking, baby? All you jerkaholics out there, man. This is the Mr. King 1033 South Sea. That's me. We getting ready to get it in tonight. First up, man, appreciate everybody, man, that's been tuning in to the shows, whether by calling in at the phone line, 319-527-6057, or you've been hitting them replays. You did. Big shouts out to y'all, man, to every single one of y'all, man. We getting it in. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. We appreciate y'all supporting us, man. We appreciate y'all sending that motivation and that inspiration. And if you are part of the Chop Order Radio Network and Underground Heat Cover Magazine Facebook page, the Facebook group, hey, man, we getting ready to have certain things in there, man. Y'all get interactive, man. Interact with that thing. We're going to show you some love while we on air. And we're going to have, like I said, there's a lot more content coming to that group, man. A lot more polls coming to that group. Ladies, we got you. Fellas, we got you. We're going to tickle your mind with information that'll touch your spine. You dig? That's how we're going to get it in, man. So big shout out. And also, major salute to Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, LLC. Her Life, Her Right Publishing Company, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out. Go plug in, link in with her, doing some amazing things. Stay tuned, man, because we got something in motion, man, that we're going to drop out there. And we're going to give you an update tonight also in our chop session, man. One of the things we're going to give you an update on is the Underground Heat Cover magazine update, to bring your energy update. And we got a new magazine update, man, that we got to give y'all a little insight on and a little information on too as well. So we getting jerky. Also, man, also, we are on the lookout, man, for the first and second songs to be played on the show, man, every show. Hey, we getting ready to do another 29-second clip. Sure, you did. All you got to do when you see the message, when you see it, when you're going to have to hear it, because we ain't going to really put it on nothing else but on Chop on the Radio stuff. So you ain't going to see it nowhere else but on, you're going to hear it here on Chop on the Radio. You might see it on the Chop on the Radio Network Facebook page or off inside the Chop on the Radio Network and Underground Heat Cover Magazine Facebook group. That's the only places you're going to see it, you dig? So when we put the 29-second clip share out there, jump on it, man. You hear your music in the rotation. Share that 29-second clip of your music, tag me in it, man. Tag any other jerk teams in it so we'll know. And you can be either the first or second song that plays on a lot of shows, man, opening up. The first song on a lot of episodes opening up the show. Very crucial, them two spots right there, man. So all you got to do is just share the 29-second clip. That ain't bad, you dig? But, hey, if you can't tune in, if you ain't tuning in, then you don't know if your music getting played or not. You dig? So, hey, that's on you, man. But big shout out, man, to all the artists, man, and the contact, man, that we got interview sessions coming up with, man. We're pushing into 2022 like we ending 2021, and that's jerking on 100K or no way. And that's just how it go, baby. You dig? Ain't no other way, man. Let's work.
Fire love, fire love, fire love, love again. that I'm hers and on her queen shit. Me and her against the world, we on our rain shit. Run shit, times get hard, she won't run quick. Have fun, live life, yeah, enjoy it. Have an open mind and new things, yeah, explore it. She hears shit from the ops and just ignore it. Powered at me when she mad and I adore it. Fix it, she's my main and my side chick. Tell her look in the mirror, she see who I be cheating with, creeping with. Let's keep the app a secret, and I mean keep it. She knows my deepest and weakest weaknesses. It's probably her and all the women in the past, yeah, that's just a blur. See, I be down on one knee and marry her. He keep his shot, his shot, he Steph Curry, her. Yeah.
Down, man. You already know who it is, man. Your boy Blackout, man. Overtime Hustle Gang Music. Real life music, you know what I'm saying? Right here on Chop On It Radio. We out here 100K jerking at all times. East side, stand up. Haters, sit down, man. Let's get it.
Yeah! That was the song, Kyle, baby. It's Kyle. Yeah! Yeah, we gonna get that money. Yeah, we gonna work hard to get where we at. You dig? How much time?
Thank God for the blessing, cause the money I'm getting, I'm getting, I'm getting.
If you want the money,
100. Wanna run up a check and flex on your haters and show them you're stunned. Then you gotta grind if you wanna shine. Focus on the bag and give it to all until it's your time. You gotta go, go, go get it. Hustle hard, come with it.
She wanna eat good, fucking watch some Netflix. I just put her on a vibe, now she telling all her friends how she thinks she found a type and she about to leave a man. No, I ain't the type to play in it. I'ma get it in and lay in it. I'ma lay that body down. I'ma get it in and drown. You want it rounds and I'm 2 for 2. Put the cookies in the Russian cream, baby, it's some more. You know soon as my hands got on you, it was through. Fuck all that text and do what you said you would do. Get you the bag and run it all for you. Fuck them hoes, might cut them off for you. That pussy good, but can you show me that it's loyal? Put it on everything, if you can't, I'ma spoil you. You aggravating, but I honestly adore you. I know you hate it when I'm busy and ignore you. Tell me what you need, I make sure I do it for you. Had a long day, let me run you down with oil. With me, you know you safe, ain't a nigga coming for you. Let them try catching cases and I catch the case for you. That Bonnie and Clyde shit, I'ma do the race for you. Take your girls on a trip, I'ma book the place for you. Bad little way, she just flew in from the west. Say she wanna eat good, fucking watch some Netflix. I just put her on a vibe, now she telling all her friends how she thinks she found a type and she about to leave a man. No, I ain't the type to play in it. I'ma get it in and lay in it. I'ma lay that body down. I'ma get it in and drown.
Shorty come to eat good, Netflix and chill. Treatment, give her something she can feel. Taking the tease, guaranteed to please that body. Between the sheets, I keep it rated R, love to get naughty. I'll pound that thing down, give her all she need. No love making back, breaking, have her shaking in her knees. Make her feel it in her spine, digging it from behind. Rapid penetration, she catching the whole nine. Call the treatment, tell me everything on your mind. It's a little secret, stay creeping all the time. Going from the west side to take a long ride. Gripping on the hips, a smack on her backside. Switch the game plan, one night stand. I lay that body down better than a man can. Exchange fuck faces with a wild little ass.
She came twice, I came last, roll the gas.
Bad little way, she just flew in from the west. Say she wanna eat good, fucking watch some Netflix. I just put her on a vibe, now she telling all her friends how she thinks she found a type and she about to leave a man. No, I ain't the type to play in it. I'ma get it in and lay in it. I'ma lay that body down. I'ma get it in and drown.
Yes, sir.
Real niggas never die.
Okay. Let's get it. had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug, I put it together and made me a plate. I had to trap and made me a tag. So look at me now, the nigga, I'm straight. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug, I put it together and made me a plate. I had to trap and made me a tag. So look at me now, the nigga, I'm straight. I'm in the trap with me and my bros. There's one at the window and one at the soul. Main man steady whipping them O's. I'm at the table strapped up with that pole. Street niggas know how this shit goes. Get the money, nigga, keep your mouth closed. Young nigga coming straight from the grove. Never bend, never break, never fold. I don't know how you just look at yourself in the mirror. Just know when you broke is a joke. Niggas like me, I'm moving around. I'm on the grind, just getting this dough. I just be focused on money. I get to the hundreds, the fifties, the twenties, the tens. Whole county know that I don't pretend. Ain't no cap, nigga, I get it in. I'm steady blowing this gas, counting this cash. I hate to see me and he mad. He sitting down in his ass, smoking some trash. And I can tell he doing bad. I'm trying to get to a million real fast. I need to throw a meal in the stash. I use my 24 hours so wisely. I'm grinding, I wake up and get a bag. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug, I put it together and made me a plate. I hit the trap and made me a sack. So look at me now, little nigga, I'm straight. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug, I put it together and made me a plate. I hit the trap and made me a sack. So look at me now, little nigga, I'm straight. I went and sat down with the plug. I told him, let's get it, just drop me a load. He told me, make sure you ready, cause it's gon' get heavy. This shit gon' jump out of the bowl. I told my niggas, let's go. We bout to open up shop, get bread by the load. We bout to turn up on all of these niggas to put the whole game in the fig and fold. I'm screaming woo like Ric Flair, headed to the top. Can't wait till I get there. Just look at me now, little nigga, I'm getting it. Why you broke niggas still sit there? I had to get off my ass and give me a bag. Cause broke niggas don't bring motivation. Most niggas, they gon' turn into haters. So make sure that you getting some paper. Mind on my money, the money's still coming. I gotta make sure that my niggas eat. See, I'm in the trap, strapped up with the heat. And catch a fuck, nigga gon' try me. You know I'm ready for action. I'm moving work with a passion. Nigga try me, then I'm blessed. I'm bringing all of this cash in. Walk in the door and pick up all the back in. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug. I put it together and made me a plate. I had to trap and made me a sack. So look at me now, little nigga, I'm straight. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these little niggas to keep all that hating shit out of my face. I went and sat down with the plug. I put it together and made me a plate. I hit the trap and made me a sack. So look at me now, little nigga, I'm straight.
Yeah, we jerking, man. We got to check in, man, before we get into it, man. We got to sauce y'all up and get y'all ready for the chop session, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. Got to show love, man, to a lot of the artists out there as well, man. Some of our own and some people that have came on the show, submitted. You dig? I would say, man, this next year, man, we pushing into 2022, right? We pushing into 2022, man. So I'm going to be reaching out, you dig, to a lot of different people that we didn't had on the show. You feel me? I'm going to extend that olive branch, man, extend that invitation for you to come back on the show. Come give the people an update. Come give us an update. You did. Come get it in, man. Come chop on it. And also, man, Muskogee thing, complain. Muskogee, I'm on your helmets, man. I'm on your helmets, the whole city. I'm on everybody's helmet. You did. Come pull up. You feel me? Come pull up, man. Y'all ain't got to be scared to come chop with the mister, man. I don't bite people's heads off. You're going to be free to speak whatever you want to speak, man. Plus, we be chopping on a lot of different subjects, man, topics, things like that, man. Be good to get you in. Now, I can jump in your inbox, man. What's the fun of that? You did? What's the fun of that, man? So definitely, Muskogee, man, y'all pull up, man. It's going down. But we're going to check in with some phone numbers, man, before we get right back into the jerking, man, because we got a good classic chop session coming up. Like I said, we're going to give y'all the updates on the Underground Heat Cover magazine, what's a little bit different. It's getting ready to come back, rolling out. And we got a new opportunity, man, a new magazine that's coming out. We're going to give you some updates on that and the updates on the Bring Your Energy, man. So y'all stay tuned, man. It's going down. Let's check in with, let's go with 9506. Last four digits, 9506. Welcome to Chop on the Radio, Chopping with the Mister. Who we got?
Finest Dub K's finest, man. It's your boy King Jockey Joker, man.
Man, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know, I was just getting ready to have dinner, and I seen a messenger alert. So I checked it out, and I saw it was you. I was like, yeah, let's connect, man. Let's chop on it. Shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm glad you called in, man. We got a few songs, but I'm going to get you on because I definitely, man, want to chop with you on some things too, man, and let the people hear from you, man.
No doubt, man. I'm out here, man. I'm out here. I'm outside.
Straight like that. That's the OG, man. Hey, let's go with that. Let's go with 8452, man. Let's check in with 8452. 8452, what's good with you?
What it is, chop on the radio. Famo, what it is, man. I'm in the building, school of y'all already know what it is, what's happening.
Man, Branch Off Records, definitely in the building, school of, that's Famo, man, school of hound show. Make sure y'all go check that out as well. Famo, you know, we've been jamming Branch Off Record music. We were just getting ready to get into it, man.
Man, I've been listening to it. I'm like, damn, you know, that shit just took me to a whole other place, Famo.
Yeah,
I swear it did. I told you I was gonna fuck with you tonight. You know what I'm saying? So right, damn, right, just a right. moment when I get on, you know what I mean? Because I know how the show is. You know, you be doing your thing, you be working, you be drinking, you be handling business. You know what I'm saying? So you know when I get on, when I do come on, the show's already on. Ain't no telling what might be going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right, straight up.
So when I come
straight
on, I'm sitting, I'm listening. Look, you know what I mean? I'm listening to Branch Off, then I'm listening to. I had to go and get off of my ass. I had to go get me a bag today. I had to tell some of these niggas to get the hate shit out of my face. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man, I'm telling you. You already know,
fam.
We do this, man. You know what it is with us, man. Appreciate you for tuning in. You know, man, we're going to chop, man. We got a lot of different subjects, man. We're going to chop on, but we're going to get into it, man. You know, we got to sauce them up, man, before we do it. We'll check in. Let's check in with two more people, man. We'll go two more people, and then we'll get back into it, man. Now, hey, if I call your last 4 digits out and you don't want to, you know what I mean, say nothing on air, you feel me, you just want to tune in to the show, no problem. When I call out your last 4 digits, you know what I mean? You know, I say who we got. You ain't got to say nothing. And if you don't say nothing, you know, we'll give you enough time. But if you don't say nothing, we get the hint, we'll move on. You know what I mean? But we appreciate you for staying on the line and rocking, tuning in to the show, man. Hey, everything been going up around this way. Like, no blow up, man. Everything been going up around this way, man. And it's thanks a lot to everybody that be tuning in to the shows, man, whether it be by the phone line or online. And those that be hitting them replays too, man, and with the new option to where you don't got to come off Facebook, you know what I mean, and listen to the show. You can listen to it while you scrolling and surfing Facebook as well. That's a good thing, man, a more easy access for the show. So we appreciate y'all, man. Hey, we got a lot coming, and we going to keep working and jerking, man. I just can't give up everything right now, but it's going down, man. Let's check in with 9407. 9407, man, welcome to Chop on the Radio. This Chopping with the Mister. Who we got?
You got Miss Erica. What's the fucking deal, y'all?
Miss Erica, what's going on with you? Lou, how you been? How you been?
Man, I've been living busy and making money. That's about it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Look, we're going to do this too, man. We got 4464 on the line. 4464, Weapon Top on the Radio, Chopping with the Mister, man. Who we got?
You what up, though, man? Cocaine wearing in the building, man. Dice Mob President. What's poppin'?
Like, man, it's going down, man. Not only we got Cocaine Wayne and Miss Erica on, we got King J, man, the OG with the tall candy. Well, and we got me the school on, man. How y'all feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm good.
You know me, man.
Man, it's good to be here with all y'all, man. It's good. Hey, look, I just want to say, you know, this is good right here. This is good for hip-hop. This is good for everything we all trying to do. You know what I mean? I'm loving every bit of it, man. Salute to all y'all. We about to jerk up in this motherfucker. What's happening?
Other people on the line, they probably mad, like, why he didn't pull me on. Hey, man, these were some of the first numbers. Y'all know how I do it, man. Some of the first numbers that pop in, them ones I'm going to go to first, you dig? So, hey, get your ass in here next time on time, man. But we going to get it in, man. Y'all sit back, relax for a minute, man. We going to sauce y'all up, get everybody in the mood and get them ready to talking, man, because we going to chop, man. We going to chop on a few things. And if you got something for any of y'all that's on the line, man, if you got something or topic or just something you want to throw out there and chop on, shit, man, we gonna damn sure get to it, you dig? So, man, we gotta get off, man. That headphones is my shit, man. You dig? Cocaine Wayne, let's go.
Yeah. Okay.
Life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn the beat up in my headphones. Smoking my weed to keep my head strong. Cause if I've been out, then I know I'm gonna be dead wrong. All this bullshit that I've been through just hit me dead on. All I can do is just accept the terms and play it on. I go through trials and tribulations every day alone. While niggas kicking it, I'd rather I just stay at home. To the beat up, with the weed up, and get my meditation on. Hard to escape the headaches, so make my medication strong. Think about how motherfuckers done play me wrong. And how I'm about so I can get my paper long. If I ever hold my head down, it don't stay for long. Let these headphones on and I'm writing a song. Hard times come around, I invite them along. Put the pieces to the puzzle and write through the storm. Life is a bitch and she done came in all type of forms. I'm just trying to bust a nut and hope she like my charm. Trying to convince myself that she good despite the harm. Despite the warnings, I need her on my arm. Lemon haze, kush, keep it broke tight. Wishing I was in front of a mic in a strobe light. We loud, music louder with my head gone. With some real shit slapping in my headphones.
Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn the beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn the beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn the beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn the beat up in my headphones.
Life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn a beat up in my headphones. Thinking back to what my daddy told me, he was dead on. He told me, son, don't play with him, but you can play along. Yeah, that's a real statement, use the method every day. Shit, born alone, die alone, and go through the grave with. Stay in my own lane, and still run the pavement. Pedal to the metal, try not to swerve crazy. Bobbing my head since a baby in the mid-80s. My music is my favorite, so I do it daily. If it wasn't for me rapping, I wouldn't have made it. When I pull up rapping, it won't be to my amazement. 15 years plus, I've been trailblazing. It's been a long road, but I'm still racing. Baby mama say I'm out here dream chasing. But don't say shit when the money hit in the weed stacking. People say I'm too quiet, but really, I'm overthinking. Peeping on niggas' moves and they every angle. Been a firecracker till the day I had angel. And kept a lot of you niggas who been strangled. Just cause I mellowed up don't mean that I gone soft. Cause it's a rap when I take these headphones off. One take is all I need, I ain't taking the loss. All raw, no edit, and I'm taking off.
Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn my beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn my beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn my beat up in my headphones. Well, life got a nigga head gone. I just gotta turn my beat up in my headphones.
Cocaine Wayne, man, and we got Miss Erica on the line, so y'all know we got her in the playlist as well. And famo, schooler, man, you know, I told him that we had this person that was coming on. You know, we be throwing these things out there, man, and, you know, we don't be just really pushing it, but, man, y'all stay tuned, man, because we do got Bushy, Mr. Oak Cliff, man, coming to the show, man, right here on Chop on the Radio. He gonna come and get it in with us, man. He gonna come get it jerking. Don't know who Bushy Mr. Oak Cliff is, man, just jump on YouTube and Googling, you dig. But Bushy Mr. Oak Cliff will be right here on Chop on the Radio, man. Y'all stay tuned for the promo, man. Y'all stay tuned for the date and the time. You definitely, like you say, man, you definitely want to tune in for that, Jack, and how you talk, man. That's it cool. But shouts out to Bushy Mr. Oak Cliff, man. Shouts out Femo Night Train, the brand as well, man. We going to get it in, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned, man. Bushy Mr. Oak Cliff, you're going to be right here on the show.
I'ma ride for my niggas, eh? Ride or die for my niggas, eh? Wrong or right, them my niggas, eh? Do you see that?
Don't bring that drama on this side, cause we ready for it. It's gon' be a homicide, we just can't ignore it. That's my nigga, I'ma ride, you already know it. But My mama told me be careful, boy, don't go in that water. But then I got some new joys that made me hustle harder. Now I'm smarter, bank accounts growing larger. We took it farther, we out of town on them charters. As my big homie, he owned him, he made a way for me. As my little baby, she owned him, he made them play for me. Well, welcome to the cliff. We got Kush corn bars, whack and lean to steal. And we ain't fucking with you niggas, all my niggas real. Triple D on my jacket, it is what it is. Yeah, don't bring that drama on this side, cause we ready for it. It's gonna be a homicide, we just can't ignore it. That's my nigga, I'ma ride, you already know it. But if you on the other side, that's a different story. And I ride for my niggas, I die. And in broad day. I know some killers that come get up with you. They might just pull up with your mouth stay. When you get the picture, you might get your issue for real in the clip. Cause if y'all play, we with the shit, nigga, all day. Like Project Babies in the hallway. Got a pocket rocket in a tall case. All of my niggas gon' ride. All my niggas gon' slide. All my niggas gon' shoot. Some of your niggas might die. Ain't no love for the other side. All of my niggas gon' wanna ride. Most of these niggas be talking live. But they ain't ride when it's going down. Well, welcome to the cliff. We got Kush corn bars, whack and lean to steal. And we ain't fucking with you niggas, all my niggas real. Triple D on my jacket, it is what it is. Yeah, don't bring that drama on this side, cause we ready for it. It's gonna be a homicide, we just can't ignore it. That's my nigga, I'ma ride, you already know it. But if you on the other side, that's a different story. And I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas. I get high.
Show, man, jump on YouTube, you know what I mean, just look up Mr. Oak Cliff Diamonds with Tum Tum and Lil Flip.
$8
I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip.
When it come to that money, Zazilla, man, got a habit. See, I be swerving and coops. My brown skin is the truth. Still answer calls from my ex, cause I be fucking her too. Slide slow down the street, 93 in the suite. F and N for the beat. These niggas don't want Z. Netflix in the whip, pass the blunt to my bitch. Biggie smiles in this bitch, just me and my bitch. Still tipping like Slim, I roll fat, no rims. I roll them fat, no slims. I'm a boss like him. Still tipping like Mike, I mix the drink with the Sprite.
I could make my trunk jump way and pop and skip. I got diamonds in your face like my partner Lil Flip. I could
pole. If she holler, let her go. Who ain't got no bitches? Who ain't got no switches? Pet cemetery tennis on my feet. I'm a G. Man, your verse is only 14 grams. I'm a key. I'm Pistol Pete. With a chopper sitting crooked in a dropper. And it's brown. Chin filler got me looking like Chewbacca. My AC blowing cold. It's platinum, not gold. But I swear I got a 24 karat commode. I suppose most of y'all never been to Australia. Well, that's where we go. And shout out to C-No.
Come out this week. We had an issue with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had an issue. Lil Glocka got a mixtape. He got a mixtape about to drop. Definitely about to drop. Okay. We need all the money. That should be out hopefully tomorrow or Thursday. You know what I mean? TNT doing so much. We're on some next level things with him. So, you know, he's doing his thing. He's working really hard. I'm excited for him. Minnie should be home. His release date is January 31st, but I think he's going to get out early. So hopefully he can get out early, and he got a whole – I'm talking – I know how he like a Kobe in the studio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't stop. That's
yeah.
why I got so many records. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we out here. Life is good for us out here, man. You know what I mean? BrainTrapRecords.com. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying?
Stop playing with us, man. Okay, now, man, let me
stop
know where's Mini Mo Better from, Femo?
Man, that's my brother. That's my brother. He right here from Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove, North Carolina, Supply, North Carolina. We right here by the beach. So wherever y'all from, if y'all ain't got no bitches, if ain't no beaches around y'all, shit, man, we 5 minutes from the beach. You know what I mean? We 5 minutes from the beach. You know what I mean? But y'all got, but we from the south now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We from
oh,
the south now. We right here by the beach now, but we 5 minutes from the beach. We was born and raised. Hey, man, you know, I was sitting there watching shit last night talking about America Most Wanted, and my people, like you know, the OGs, you know, that came up, that was up before we came up. Shit,
yeah.
They was on America's Most Wanted and shit. Everybody was looking like, damn, that's crazy. I'm like, damn, I think they thought it was crazy. I thought they was crazy.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is us, man. You know, we just out here, man. We out here. We
right.
let my man
right.
say, like, hey, let my man say, we outside. We stay outside.
Yeah, stay outside, man. Straight like that. And I tell folks all the time, I be outside moving around. It's just they don't see me because that's just how I move. You dig? You gonna see me when I want you to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I move how I move, man. But when I pop up, and this is the thing I like, man. Y'all ain't got to agree, but this one I like. You got people that pop up places, and people expect them to be there, right? And it's cool, it's good, whatever. And then you got people that pop up, and when they come through, you be like, oh, damn, shit, so-and-so popped up, so-and-so walked through the door. Because you know you ain't normally used to seeing that person popping out and doing certain things. Right? And I feel like, for me, man, it always been, it ain't about, like, not showing nobody love or support or nothing like that, you dig? But if you really say, like, you really focused on what you're doing, you're going to miss a lot of stuff, man. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And at the start of the day, end of the day, you're going to miss a lot of stuff. You're going to miss some parties.
A lot
some
of
shows,
fun stuff.
but that comes with not only just that, but also as you grow in life. You know what I mean? Certain things, you know, you put on certain different levels in your life. Like, hey, is this more important for me or is this more important for me? You go through that period. You know what I mean? So certain things you do and certain things you kind of, it becomes lighter and lighter. And it ain't that you dislike. It's just that you're growing in your own way. You know what I mean? So I definitely have for me, man, it's always been like that, man. I went to that stage where, you know, we was in the club all the time. Move still was in the club all the time. And then you get to the point to where you like, okay, you know, every move you make, let's make it beneficial. Let's make it mean something. Let's, you know what I mean? Even if he's going out, but you might have other things going on that stop you from being able to hit every spot like that. Then again, damn it, you might ain't got nothing to do and can hit everything like that. And if you do, salute to you. But when you focus and you really trying to, you know, achieve some dreams, achieve some goals that you set out there, man, especially short-term goals, you're going to miss a lot of things, man. You're going to miss a lot of shit. But, you know, you make up for it because that time you spent, you actually spent it on your working and your jerking. And you just spent it on that, man. It's going to come out for you. That's just how I see it, though, man. I had to throw that out there. Let's go ahead, man. Let's check in, man. Let's go ahead. Let's go back, man. King J, OG, man. What's good, man? Go ahead, man. Let them know, man, where you're calling in from, man, where you're holding it down from, man. And you done made some... You done made some big moves here recently, too, man. You got to feel me.
Yeah, man, you know, to the cyber world, man, what it is, man, what's going on. My name is King Joffy Joker. I got a lot of shit going on. But first things first, I got this album coming out. It's called El Negro 3. It's my last installment to my claim to fame. As far as being a rapper from my region. And my last album of that installment is El Negro 3, In the Day in the Life of a Sociopath. And I know a lot of people will hear that and be like, sociopath, like, what the fuck is this nigga on right now, right? So it's
break it down for me.
Yeah, it's like in the theme of I'm spazzing on this album. This album goes fucking crazy. It's bananas. That's what the theme of this is. So, it, you know, it gives you a little bit more of an idea of where I was going with the sociopath because, you know, if you look up the definition of sociopath, you know, it had become real interesting. So, I mean, you know, my whole career as far as what I've been doing is been based on a lot of fucking controversy. You can check my record, you know, my status, you know, for what I've done, you know, it's always been a fucking controversy. I'm okay with it, you know. It gets boring at times, but that's fine. You know what I mean? I can deal with it. I can live with it, you know. But this album is very special. I'm not really on this album. You'll think like, you know, an artist gets on here, and you know they're really pushing for like every fan. But I'm more of a realistic kind of a guy, like. I know that the music that I do is going to be popular, but popular to who? Popular to whose ears, right? So it's like, you know, I just try to make it to where everybody loves it, not just my people, because I'm going to do it for my people first. We, you know, we built this culture, so I want to cater to my people, but I want my people to understand we got to have an open mind about this shit. And that's how this works, and that's how we, you know, we allow everyone to be themselves on records. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you not allow an artist to be themselves, they're not going to give you the real. So why not, you know, say, hey, man, just like why not just let these artists be themselves on these records? Because that's how they make the records happen. You know what I mean? We don't have to like everything. That's fine. But you have to understand that these guys are putting their blood and sweat, and they giving this shit everything. And, you know, we can't shoot them down, but what we can do is say, hey, man, because you're going somewhere, you got the right idea about it, you just need to find the perfect niche that works for you, because it ain't going to work for everybody, but you got to find that shit that works for you. See, we need to be talking about this type of shit, man, not saying, oh, I don't fuck with that nigga record, or I don't fuck with this nigga record. On some, you know, some low-key hater shit. Like, that just automatically sound like some hater shit. It's beyond not liking a nigga record to just saying some shit like that. That's some dry hater shit. We can really do without that.
I agree with
But at the same time, to have a nigga saying that shit about your shit, that, man, that type, that lets you know you're really working. You're really working for a nigga to recognize your shit to not be shit. It just takes too much energy to think about somebody else. So, I mean, you know, if you need them, you need them, but you have to be able to take the annoying part about them too. And that's just the name of the game, you know, but I said all that shit to say this, man. Like, my record has always been different from my peers, and I love that about me because my inspiration is Michael Jackson and Prince. With a mix of Run DMC and Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One and Master Ace and Coogee Rap. A lot of niggas that I just named off there, a lot of these motherfuckers don't even know who the fuck I named off, cuz.
Man, don't even know.
It's like, with me, bro, it's different, man. I'm the essence of this shit. I'm the OG to this shit. I am who you got to come get this shit from. You know, I am the originator, the one that made this shit believable in my region. Bro, I had a hit record that wouldn't quit, and 20 years later, it still ain't quit. That's the reason why we are here. Yes, man, I can't make it up, bro. Do you want to hear some more news, or should I stop right there?
Hey, the doors of the church is open.
All right,
go
check
ahead,
this
man.
Out, bro. Check this shit, man. Check this play out, bro. I'm not even stunting. I'm just letting everybody see that. When you work and you're persistent, shit that happens to me is going to happen to you too, no question. That's what I will promise you. Now, here's the new news. The new news is I'm on my third installment of a film on a silver screen that will premiere in April of next year, 22, at Warren Theater in Wichita, Kansas. I urge you to reach out to Devon Bray to get your tickets long gone. So I want you to go and tap in with Devon Bray. That's D-E-V-O-N Bray, B-R-A-Y. I'm telling you, this film is going to be bananas. It's one of the best films I've been a part of to date. I mean, it works with a major role on another film. We was talking while we were shooting last Sunday on this film. This film is going to be stupid, hilarious. They got all the OG comedians from our region doing shit with major niggas. They in the film. This film is this shit to go do. It's going down April of 22. Get with Devon Bray. Devon Bray going to have all the details as far as how to, you know, how to get on with the film and how to get it, how to purchase a ticket and all that, and later on be able to get a copy of the movie to own, to play whenever you want. You know, I'm just trying to be a part of greatness, bro. I come from that, and I'm trying to keep that train going. Yeah, I'm trying to keep that train going as far as being part of great shit and working with the youth. I got a lot of music going on, great records, undeniable classics, and I've been hiding for a long time. I've been hiding the records for a long time. I hope you got that download, because I'm going to tell you something, the people deserve to hear that record. That record I just sent you, they deserve to hear that record.
Yeah, man, and people deserve to hear it. I'm working on trying to get it open, right, as we while we on the show.
Because you know when you're talking that shit, when you talking your shit, and then you talking all these big records and these big movies and shit back to world premiere, red carpet and shit like that, all kind of stupid shit like that, bro. They be like, man, you know, I want to hear a record on this nigga, man. I want to hear how good this nigga say he really is, man. I want to hear that shit. I want to hear how good this nigga is, man. I mean, I want to see if it's all cap or if this nigga, you know what I'm saying, if he's talking like he's walking. You know what I'm talking about?
Straight up. Oh, yeah. I'm following you, man. I'm following you all the way.
You got me on the phone now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to let you talk, too. We're going to let you get it in. I'm going to make sure school, you still on there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey.
Okay.
Man, look, let me tell you something. My man right here, he doing this thing. I trust that he doing this thing because he say he doing this thing. He say he going to walk in his own two shoes. Damn right. I can fuck with that. Shit, congratulations, homie, on all your success. Man, you just getting started.
I appreciate it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just really.
1,000%.
Bro, it's a pleasure to still be. Hey, man, I'm going to tell y'all something that y'all really didn't know right now. They say OG. Your OG age could be 35. My motherfucking age is 43. I will be 44 on Saturday, bro. Saturday is my motherfucking birthday, man. New Year's Day, man. Shout out to the New Year's Day.
Happy New
Year's,
Jake.
Happy early birthday, man.
Hey, and guess what? You got, look, and all the shit you got jumping right now, man, you, what? That's
going into the new year with that shit. Yeah.
Your birthday is your new year, and you got a whole asset behind it to make it. Man, fill your pockets
like
up
that.
With it. Yeah,
straight
absolutely.
Like that. Salute. Major salute.
Absolutely.
Major salute to you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You'll figure it out why you're going to trip out. You're going to say, damn. You can say, damn, I thought
she's
I was
really,
just going down, you know. Did it now. What, man? Sharing your business, G. You got it.
Yeah, you know I'm going to do that, man. Thanks for the love.
Man, we got Cocaine Wayne and we got Miss Erica on the line as well, man. Let's get them on. Let's see. 9407, we got you on with us. And 4444, we got you on with us, too. Okay, Wayne, Miss Erica, man, anything y'all want to say, man? We got King J on the phone, man. You know that's OG, man. Cocaine Wayne and King J, man, y'all know each other. I know Cocaine Wayne was moving and grooving and all.
Damn, let me tell you about this guy here, man. We go back like both flats on a 1979 Cadillac. I'm talking about. This nigga right here is like famous, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. This is my big brother from another mother right here, Cat. Hey, man, this Cat King's dad been knowing me, man, since I was out here. I don't know if not too many people know it. You know what I'm saying? So I've been doing this thing for a long time. I run across him when I was 14 years old. He was selling his CD at the flea market, and I was out there hustling, doing my thing. She, you know, trying to get my little name popping and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Real tough. Shit, boy, real tough.
We've been rocking. Heavy. Shit, that's like 21 that's years in the game with this cat right here, man. We vets.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
I'm still here, Mr.
Cocaine, man.
Yeah,
man, it's good to hear from you. Hey, you and Miss Erica, man, it's really good to hear from y'all right now, man. We in a whole different other place, you know what I'm saying? And we can gather right here on the phone, bro. Hey, man, major salute to what y'all doing out there, man. For real.
Oh, man, yes, man. I see you out there, man. I see you out there, movie star, man. You know I'm going to slide. I'm proud of my Dubkay family down there.
Yeah, good shit,
DJ. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
What y'all on, man? What y'all on? What's good?
Oh, man, nothing much. I'm writing. I'm about to hit the lab soon. I got some more singles and shit coming. Dice Mob in this mug, I hear them. Hey, man, we got some stuff coming out, too.
I know y'all working.
Hey, Miss Erica, I want to say thank you for coming on the show.
I hope you liked it.
I hope everybody liked it, whoever's saying it. Thank you so much. We'd love to have you back on whenever you get ready.
Was talking about that show. Everybody hit me up saying they watched it and they had tapped in.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. We appreciate it. You know what I mean? It was definitely tight. This shit was cool, man. We're doing some upgrades and all kind of other shit. So we definitely love to have you back anytime, whenever you get ready. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Everybody on the line.
I can get on with Cocaine Wayne and Mr. J. It'd be a whole Dice Mob segment.
Hell yeah.
Where is Mr. J?
Mr. J,
he ain't on the phone, but he here.
Where he at? Tell him to tap in with his cool ass.
I like Mr. J, though.
He a cool nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I didn't see, man. He a cool nigga. I like Mr. J. Tap in.
What's up, Mr. J?
What's happening, man?
Shit.
Fresh out the KC, man. Yeah, Dice Mob in the building and shit. What's good, bro? What you got going, man? What's cooking?
I got a EP coming up, the new year coming up, R&B, a little bit of rap and stuff, you know what I'm saying? About to bring that R&B vibe back, you know what I'm saying, to the music thing.
Myself personally, man, this King Joppy, bro. This me on the line and shit. So I was like, once you said that Mob shit, I was like, bro, that's the shit that's missing, that mellow, smooth shit. You know what I'm saying? Like bring that Nate Dogg feeling back to the game. Yeah. You know what I mean? And make that shit make sense with some, you know, because it's enough of rappers, man, but it's not enough of niggas out there harmonizing and singing shit. You know what I mean? So just bringing that lane back, you know, from a guy point of view, man, that shit is dope, bro. I mean, shit, because I know you can do it. You know, if you fuck with cocaine, I know goddamn well, I know you can do it. You know what I mean? Because he going to push you to do it. Like, he just push you to do shit.
You know,
right.
For trash for a minute, man.
Oh, man, you can't tell. You can't tell me shit. I already know. Shit, that's cocaine. he gonna push you to the limit. You know what I mean? That's what he was taught to do, man. He was taught to go like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
okay, it's good to hear from y'all, though. Man. It's good to hear from y'all.
It's good to hear from you too, bro. Long time no hear.
I'll be out there shortly. Don't even trip. I'm a pop up on your ass like Batman. Chill.
I hear you.
Hey, new spot check. I'll let.
Straight up. He's
straight up.
Man, straight up. So check this out, man. Y'all know how we do it, man. We chopping it up, man. Like I said, I gotta say big shouts out to Oklahoma, man, for going ahead and passing that bill, man, and making the flower legal down this way, man. We go take
it.
Oh,
man.
Man.
Hey.
Hey,
oh, man. That's dope.
Y'all gone?
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Man. If you drink it, don't pour your drink, man. Get your drink ready. Whatever you got to do, adjust your fan so you can cool yourself off a little bit,
oh,
man.
I'm already ready. We're
going to bring everybody back on, man, and we're going to get into it, man. So y'all stay right there. We're going to take this little medical break. We'll come back, man. Everybody on the line, we're going to go right back to the top and let's get it. Yeah.
I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got the munchies, I'm smoking on cookies. Opportunity with us, so I took it. Mr. O'Clifford, you can't overlook it. I'm an OG, bitch, I'm far from a rookie. I got the sack then, got the pack then, made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say, I'm talking whatever, et cetera, et cetera. I got that back in once or twice. I got that bag then, got the pack in, made it back bend through the night. I want a black bend for my wife. He got a Mac 10 with a light. They got an AK with a knife. These niggas sweet, they don't wanna fight. Real niggas, yeah, we back in the hood. White eye, we ain't rolling no wood. Your ticket low, bro, but they ain't no good. I got a Vietnamese rapping Triple G, and she put Versace on my belt. I got the clip with me, so nigga tripping. Watch how my young niggas gon' sell. I be high, I be smoking that medical, get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hey, you know me, cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Open the business and generate revenue. Don't put that punk ass bitch on no pedestal. I just might eat up the beat like an edible. My face is good in the street, bro, I'm credible. I got that pack in once or twice. I made it back then, dropped the track then, made the back end couple nights. I had to shake shit up like dice, hustle hard like Antarctica ice. I'm like Kobe Bryant with a mic, taking out to my last flight. I got love for my niggas that's blood. I got love for my niggas that's cuz. Different walks of life, different thugs. But we getting it out the same mud. I done went backtrapping like an addict. All I do is add, no subtracting. Niggas got a sad spot in the attic. Make them bitches disappear like magic. I got to get the paper automatic. Can't go without it, Jack, I got to have it. When it come to making money, I'm fanatic. A couple pints of lean up in the cabin. Whatever I think you need, then I'ma have it. All about green dollars, that cabbage. I'ma get up off my ass and get at it. These niggas wanna sit at home and play Madden. I got $1 million money scheme. Sipping on perks, serving him green. Fresh off a 3-5 and a bean. Might put a heavy crease in my jeans. I just want more money, I'm a fiend. I just want solid niggas on my team. I drop some more money on the ring. 9 diamonds dancing, I'm a queen. I be high, I be smoking that medical. Get you some money, bitch, that what you better do. Hating on me cause I'm 10 steps ahead of you. Got the pack then, made it back then through the night. I got whatever you want me to say. I'm talking whatever, et cetera, et cetera.
Mr. Exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything. Bitch, I'm about my paper. Gotta stay forever green. Get it with my team. Fam, I'll keep it any ready, nigga. Playing, you gon' see. Every day I'm after something. It's all legal, let it grow. I ain't rich, but I ain't broke, nigga. No, I ain't sharing how I did it. You just mind you and your bitch. You wasn't helping when I motherfucking needed. You just stay out my way. I keep it in house, so I don't care about who you know, what they bout. I just do it with my famos, I already got. We don't have no openings, there is no free slot. I can't deal with this half-ass, swear he in the back ass. Wanna be a part of the team, get in the back ass. But we know the real you, all talk but don't come through, man fuck you. I can't help the nation, it's the realest, you gon' motherfucking feel it. Jerk King, watch me kill it, I'm that motherfucking nigga. I'm just chillin' with my family, tryna get it in. Family around me only, I don't need a friend. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything, bitch, I'm bout my paper. Gotta stay forever green, get it with my team. Fam, I'll keep it any ready, nigga. Playin', you gon' see. Playin', you gon' see. That's why I stay to my motherfuckin' self. The evil I can be.
but really that ain't me. Playing, you gon' see. 52 cards in the deck, playing with 48 jacks. Told me keep it ruthless, no problem, I'm on they neck. Sucker asking for respect, these niggas pussy, and I know they know. You the type to tell them that you sold out, but nobody showed. You the type to brag about some bitches, we know they some hoes. You the type to think you keeping secrets, we already know. I ain't worried about it, I'm just 100K, I'm just saying. Mr. said no blow up and we stand on that, no, I'm not playing. We stay in our lane, but mine's a highway. Lay back, nigga, I do everything my way. I just want some money, get the money, no shy away. Don't trip, act accordingly, it's my place. I can't help the nation, it's the realest shit. Motherfucking villager, king, watch me kill it. I'm that motherfucking nigga. I'm just chilling with my family, trying to get it in. Family around me only, I don't need a friend. Straight shot, no chaser. Money over everything, bitch, I'm about my paper. Gotta stay forever green, get it with my team. Fam, I'ma keep it any ready, nigga. Playing, you gon' see. Playing, you gon' see. That's why I stay to my motherfucking self, the evil I can be. But really, that ain't me. Playing, you gon' see. Boy, playing, you gon' see.
Big shout out Wild Dallas, Mr. Exclusive. Y'all already know that's Femo for show. You dig? King Day, I got you, OG. I got you, man. I told you I got you, man. We do it over here, 100K or no way over here, man. I got you. Let's go.
State to state, yeah, you know I'm handling my beer. Eat cold, wet cold, down south, wherever I'm near. I bet it's for cheddar, I bet it's for cheddar. I better go get it wherever. Other than that, get them down for whatever. But the cheddar make me do better. Boys usually be running it, yeah, man, I'm running it. Fuck what these niggas be coming with. Juice will be coming with heat. Them how be coming with me, cause they know I'm bubbling. And they on some other shit, having me on some other shit. Fucking in public, how can I help it when they just be helping themselves? They see my dick and they smother it. Underlay, 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 underlay. Get it up out of my drawers. I be trying to get it out. She be trying to get it out. She be trying to get it raw. I be trying to get it like a gentleman. She made me get it like a dog. Fuck it, 100 though. You ain't know I go hard. Smoking dope. Yeah, you smoking dope. Bitch, you smoking dope. You must be smoking dope. You smoking dope. Yeah, you smoking dope. Bitch, you smoking dope. You must be smoking dope. Niggas always try to limit me, but I don't never let it get to me. Like, nigga, please, finna throw on some boat shoes and some linen from Italy. I know they envy me, I know they envy me. I be knowing niggas envy me. At the same time, at the same mind, they believe in me like I'm the Trinity. Ay, and we be going hard like, ay, a kilo of the hard white. Ay, so do what you gotta do, nigga. We doing what we doing, do it on our time. My jewelry light up the dark time. It be giving niggas hard time, but that's the way you separate the real from the fake, sort of like apartheid. I could throw a pair of Air Max, blue jeans and a white tee, and put a woman of your dreams. Dick in about this deep. They couldn't get it for cheap, let alone get it for free. They think I'm young, rich, and handsome, so they give me that pussy on GP. Look at my neck, look at my wrist, I ain't even got a rock diamond. And nigga, I'm shining, nigga, I'm shining. Look at me, nigga, I'm shining. And I got right now, I don't give a fuck who got next. If you think I ain't gon' flex, nigga, shit, you smoking dope. Yeah, you smoking dope. Bitch, you smoking dope. You must be smoking dope. You smoking dope. Yeah, you smoking dope. Bitch, you smoking dope. You must be smoking dope.
King J. Oh, man, we got to bring him on, man. We're going to bring everybody on. We got everybody on the line right now. Man, come on, Vic, man. First off, man, where you record that at?
To be honest, right now, I got to give all the glory to my guy, Jacob Mueller. God rest the dead. He died. I was able to record with him, man.
Yeah,
he's an extraordinary engineer. The guy is phenomenal, bro. I recorded with Jacob. I did a few records off my album with Jacob, you know what I mean? So, man, he's just an incredible guy to work with, man. He just had an ear for the sound, man. So he really made me pay attention to the sound of it, you know what I mean? So shout out to, you know, Big Jacob, man, in heaven, bro. 21 Gun salute.
Straight up. Straight up. Just like that, man. Just like that, man. I like it, man. Like you said, snapped on that thing. You did. Definitely was coming with it. Definitely was pumping that energy in there, man. And you laid it down. You killed that, man. So I definitely salute to you, man. I'm interested on hearing the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey, but hey, riddle me this. Am I fucking with these young niggas or what, bro?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that shit was solid. That shit was on it. That shit was on it. Cocaine Wayne, we still got you on here?
Yeah, man. Mob in this motherfucker. We're popping.
Mob in here, man. Let me get your thoughts, man. King J, man, you know, the track we just played, man. He want to get some feedback. What you think from your side, man?
Oh, man, you already know, boy. You ain't missing the beat, youngster. Do your motherfucking thing, nigga. The motherfucking bet out here. You know what time it is.
Straight like that. I salute you, King. You hear me? I salute you, buddy.
Yes,
keep pushing, keep grinding. Hey, look, you know, I got to told you, man, I'm jerking with you, man. That ain't going to change. I got respect for you, you feel me? And that right there, shit, you ain't got to ask no questions, man. That shit fire.
Yeah, and it is.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man, because I do this shit, man, for me first. You know what I mean? But for the fans and people that really can dig it and really can feel it, you know what I mean? Can groove and, you know, move and groove to it, man. Hey, man, I really salute that. That's major love, man. Thank you.
Man, all right.
Hey, because how you attacked it, man, that right there is kind of, you know what I mean, some of the tempo on some of the shit, man, that's really out there that people, you know, are trying to on that type of tempo. I ain't saying everybody, but it's a lot of people that got shit that's on that tempo. A lot of people attracting to it in good ways, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you know, I just try to keep an open mind. Yeah, I just try to keep an open mind about this. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to do that, man. You know, shit, I still can get it done, man. But I just try to do things out of my element, things that I might seem more comfortable with. I stayed away from that shit, and I stayed with the edgy records, the, you know, the groundbreaking records, man. And, you know, people that, you know, these producers that I work with, they really went hard to go towards the majors, you know what I'm saying? So I try to complement the sound with national sound. I feel like I've always, you know, done a great job at doing that, especially, you know, from growing from where I came from, you know, being a radio station, a sensation, you know, personality, whatever you want to call it, you know, being the guy that you turn your radio on and, you know, they playing my shit nonstop. I come from that. So I always try to keep a national sense on how I do records, bro. And I fuck with the biggest producers, you know what I'm saying, that I could, you know, I can touch. You know, they've done shit, you know, records on Billboard and, you know, guys that, you know, fuck with the Grammys. And, you know, I mean, I've always had that sense. So I just try to keep my music on that kind of level. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Straight up.
I can show dig it, man. We got Femo, we got Petty Murphy on, man. He want to check in. Femo, what's good with you?
First things first, I want to say to you, thank you for, you know, checking on me yesterday with my mom's being back in the hospital for the second time in 30-plus days. Thank God she's at home now, resting, in bed rest and everything else, too. That was fucking scary for a full 24 hours. But let me tell you about King J. King J's a motherfucking legend. No cap. All right.
Straight up.
And I'm gonna tell y'all. King J fucking set off Most Hated One when he said to these motherfuckers, the egos are in the building. And January 8th.
Most definitely.
The egos are taking back the building. You young punks out here don't know the motherfucking game and what we built down in Wichita. But guess what? We come to take it back. January 8th, get the fucking tickets now. But I want to say that track was dope as fuck. And every time I listen to a King J song from El Negro 1, 2, I'm waiting for 3, Every time I've seen King J on anybody's track, King J bring that motherfucking energy. He brings that energy because he commands that goddamn respect. And he got my damn respect since day one. Done.
Most definitely. But, I appreciate
but
that.
I just wanted to check in real quick. I'm about to hop off of here. I'm about to go check up on my mom, make sure she's all right. Because I'll be down there
and
out.
Man.
Yes, definitely. I will be down there in 10 days. I want to make sure that she's straight. So if I got to take some shit, make sure some shit happens to get down there, make sure she's straight, that's cool. But I want the people of Wichita that are listening, January the 8th, we turning the motherfucking clock back, and the Egos are back in the building. I'll see y'all January 8th. Much love to the family.
Much
like
love, Petty.
What's up?
Hey, y'all ain't going to show out.
Oh, we ain't going to show out. King J, you think I need to post a video of Motivated One? Do I need to show the video of Motivated One?
You know how Silent Night do it, man. Silent Night, that's why his name Jerk King Silent Night, man. He slide in on you, man, real quiet, like, and he come in with it. Jag just
said, I know Jag did that, but Jag, you already know, when the Famo Nation, the movement, Teddy Murphy, when we all in the building, you already know we rocking that hoe out.
That shit about to pop
and trend like Kanye moving across the street from Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Watch.
You know the Mister. He moved like us, Petty. You know Mister moved like us, man. That's an easy win, bro. Like say less.
That shit gonna be popping.
I ain't even really fucked up about it. It's gonna be popping like that for real.
It's gonna be popping. It's already going to be popping. Yeah. You got the Teddy Murphy Project going to be there live with the Dallas Chuck T as a special guest. So we're going to get that
We need to go down there, man, to the Oki, man. We need to go down there and fuck with them and do something, man. Because they show us some love in our town, man. And if we pass due on that shit, man. I need to grab about two or three of my friends. Yeah, we need about two or three of us just to start it off and set it off. And we need to go out there because I know the Mister know where the fuck to go. We need to go out
there. Oh, he already knows
to go. Set some shit up. Yeah, we need to politic out there, man, because, shit, I got talent out there, man. They fuck with us, man. We got to go out there and fuck with them.
Definitely. And we got to get down to the D, too. We got to get down to Dallas. I got to jerk with Night Train, the brand, Coco Red on me, Coco Made on me.
This is what I tell people, though, man, all the time, though, man. The 316 Wichita, Kansas, man, you feel me? Like, it be fucking people up when I say this, but Wichita, that's my home. You feel me? This is my hometown. But Wichita is my home, man. You know what I'm saying? That's where my life changed. You feel me? People embraced me. I was able to do some things that I was passionate about doing. And I tell folks, this going to always be my hometown. Oklahoma always going to be my home. Right. But Wichita is my home, man. You feel me?
Hey,
like, look,
Famo.
I look there still.
Hey, look, Famo. Hey, Famo. Hey, 100, I promise you, bro, we got a lot of love out of Wichita, Famo, when we came up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean, I got family up there, but I'm just saying, we pulled up deep, but even pulling up deep, we still got hella love out there, motherfucker.
That shit was dope as fuck,
you know what I mean?
There wasn't nobody killing each other.
That's how we do it. So it's only right that
King J is one of the people. Yeah. Y'all hear me talk about, and Petty come on and we say stuff about Wichita all the time, right? King J is one of them people where if King J didn't do what he did, it wouldn't be no way in hell we could have came through and did what we did. Just for everybody that's out there listening,
I'm just saying, who's on the phone right now.
You feel me? Like, I'm talking about people who opened the door before you. This the man right here on the phone.
And you know, King can attest to this, and the Mister, you can attest to this too.
that new wave of music that we see now coming out with Nick Gibbs and Moz and everyone else, that new generation, that new wave, we started that shit. We started that shit. And that's by bringing everybody together. Bringing everybody together
and doing
it in unity.
We just got with the 316, you feel me? And the 316, you know, embraced this man and was able to do what we was able to do. You did, but like I said, if it wasn't for people like King J, man, and for what he did, the things he just said, man, him standing in the gap, at them times he was standing in the gap, a lot of shit wouldn't really, you know what I mean? I mean, a lot of shit wouldn't be, yeah, of course there's others and shit too, but King J is one of them, man. And like they say, you got to give them their flowers here while they here. You feel me? So just give them flowers, man. Salute, respect to a real one who did some real things and really opened up some avenues for people in this city, man.
Definitely,
man. I
sure
appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that,
look,
and I meant
like
that.
Like I say, I ain't even from the 316, man, but I done been to the 316. And I done got hella love out there, motherfucker, bro. I appreciate them cornerstones, fam, for real.
Yeah,
no
Jack.
Doubt, you know, you always welcome, man. You know, we always welcome in the people, man. We very welcoming in Wichita, you know. So it's like going, you know, to Muskogee. You know, I know somebody that's from Muskogee. One of my band members, Bruh is. He's out there in Tulsa right now, but Bruh is from the Muskogee. You know, he's from the Geek Town.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, we gotta get out there, man. We gotta get out there and, you know, shit, you know, Bruh is and the Mister, you know, them is the guys I know. They the ambassadors to me, you know, going that way because that's where they from. You know what I mean? So it's like I'm letting everybody on the airwaves know that I'm open to doing something in the Geek Town. That's what I'm saying right here, right now on the airwaves. What's that?
Y'all hear it,
that's
man.
True.
So we got to make
y'all
it.
Y'all hear it, man. But, hey, I'm going to get off of
here.
I'm going to get off on you.
Baby, man.
Y'all have a good night.
Salute.
Oh, yeah. Salute.
All right, right baby. Up,
man.
All ready. Come
on.
Y'all
okay. Still on there? Okay, Wayne, still on
there? Yeah, man, we out here, man. What's happening?
Man, and I gotta say too, man. Let me say, man. Big shout out to the Femo Night Train, the Bread, man. I already know, man. Coco Red on me, make them hate on me. If you feel me, Coco Red, turn head. Hey, it's Turnbad in Muskogee. I'm the second. I'm the only person. I'm the only. Well, it's only two of us in Muskogee that got the Coco Red right now. You dig? I'm the second. Feel me? YL Dallas the first. I'm the second. Jag, and Jag, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm gonna let you speak on it, but ain't you gonna be the first one in Tulsa? With the Coco Red.
You know what? And look, I don't know.
Straight like that. Straight like that, man. Y'all know, man, Night Train the Brand, man. Y'all done heard him on the show. Y'all know he's doing his thing. Big shout out to Night Train the Brand, man. Down there in the D, man. Getting it in, working and jerking, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out, man. He on all streaming platforms. He on Facebook. He on IG. But check him out. That boy be working, man. And I got some of them TS candles and wax melts, man. I got a few of them as well. And y'all know, man, we had them in Wichita. When we was up in Wichita, man, that's all we burned at the house, man, was TX wax candles and melts, man. That's it, man. That's all we burned at the pad, man. So big shout out to Famo. You know what I mean? It gets me excited about that type of stuff, man, because this is one of the things that, you know, I was talking to the other partner about the other day, man. Sometimes when we get in this lane, you know what I mean, we do go and buy designer and things like that, you know what I mean? And that's cool for some people. Whoever like it, that's cool, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing to it. But when we also can help our own, like fashion designers, clothing designers, and things like that, that shit will get me excited, you know what I mean? Because some of them companies is already up there. Some of them companies don't really like us or whatever it is, but when one of our own is in that lane and they push it and excel it, man, it's a wonderful thing. And you know, I take honor and all that, just like with my Branch Off Records hoodie, man. You know, I take honor in that type of stuff. The OG Hard shirt, anybody that gave me any kind of memorabilia or shirt or anything like that, man, I had football, little basketball, just all that type of shit. I honor that type of shit because that comes from the people that I didn't see, you know what I mean? I can reach out and touch these people, but I know what they pushing for.
You feel me? A lot of the big brands and stuff, you know, they cost you a high dollar. It look good and stuff like that, man. And it's cool. That's what everybody rock. That's cool. But 9 times out of 10, man, the people that own that and the brand that it stand for, you know what I mean, they ain't really fucking with our people. We just going to keep it 100K. What we do here. They ain't really fucking with our people. So I don't really, you know, when I see certain things, man, it don't really be impressive to me. But when I see, like, upcoming designers, upcoming clothing lines, clothing brands, and shit like that, and I be seeing, like, major people rocking that type shit, that's the shit that be catching my attention because I'm like, damn, finally one of them got it. One of them got the hint. Like, see, all it takes is for one of y'all that's out there like that to put on this man clothes and step out there. There's a million people going to want to wear that shit. But they don't do that, man. They do the same thing for when it comes to Gucci and Balenciaga and all this. They do that for them and what every upcoming rapper do. That's what they run and go get. I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just saying, like, damn, sometimes put on a nigga that's from your city, put on his clothes, wear his outfit, and when you go out there on stage in front of them millions of people, she rock that shit one time. Let the people get on to that shit, then boom, you done just help that clothing designer in your hood, in your community, actually start coming up, man, and now he's selling product because you wore that shit on stage.
Yeah, boy,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, look, not only did you sell one seed, but you actually sold two, because guess what? Now he can give back.
Oh, for sure. Just like this. Just like this. You know the models he got going to probably come from the city, too. I just be thinking on things different way. You know, like I said, I be talking with a lot of different people. And, you know, like-minded individuals, man, and it'd be like, if we can just get one of these guys, you know what I mean, that's up there, if we can just get one of them and one of the people from the city clothing, man, do you know what that can do just that one time? Do you know what that can do for that local designer, man? He says, we eat. And not only we gonna eat, man, we gonna spread that to his people in the city, because what, he come from the city, man. Or he was, you know, or he got
open the door for the next.
However it go, but yeah, he gonna give back to the people. He gonna put somebody else on from the city, and then she gonna start trickling.
For sure.
You know, you might have one domino in there to be like, nah, I'm gonna run with the bag myself. But you know, it ain't gonna stop. The energy is already there. It ain't gonna stop, man. What y'all think about that, man? Y'all think some shit like that'll work? You know what I mean? If a person up there on that level. You know, we talking about, you know, when they got that massive attention, you did. Because we be doing the shit, King Jay do the shit already. All of us do the shit.
It would.
But I think it'll work.
But we got that crab in the bucket mentality.
Yeah, that part.
And that's stupid. That's stupid. That's people choosing to be stupid. And that's the facts about it. That's stupid shit, man. We are naturally born. Hold on, for real. We are naturally born talented people. That is stupid. That is a stupid train of thought, man. For somebody to try to hold somebody down, and we all got the same shit in us, bro. There is no reason why somebody could be not prospering in what they want to do. And that's the facts about it. We all got the same shit, bro. We got that crabs in the buckle shit, man, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
And we got to change.
Yeah.
It's going to take a mass amount of people changing the minds of people by doing shit something different, like supporting other folks and networking and doing shit together and following in with shit, you know what I mean, and supporting other people in their craft or whatever, as far as clothing or if it's some music. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, and reciprocating that energy, and that keeps everything flowing. With that crabs in the that's gonna teach that crab in the bucket motherfucker that it's time to get off that and get on some of this real shit. You know what I mean? As far as doing the good about shit, you know, when you do good, man, good shit happens. Back.
That's fact, no cap. You hear me?
Yeah, we got some background noise. Somebody got some background noise in here, man. I'm gonna let y'all clear it up for a minute, man, and I'm gonna bring you right back on too. But we got another number. Pop in, man. People gonna get mad at me, but hey, man, let's go, Jack, man. Let's roll the dice, man. Let's go with 9591. Last four digits, 9591. Welcome to Top on the Radio. Who we got?
Your mom.
Last four digits, 9591. You on there with us? All right. We appreciate you rocking with us, man. We appreciate you tuning into the show. We're going to get it in. Miss Erica, let's check in with Miss Erica. Let's see. I think that was Miss Erica. Miss Erica, you good? You hear that?
Yeah, I'm here.
You got the background. What's good with you? You got anything you want to say on the topic we've been chopping on?
Man, life is good. I'm still working. Singles is coming soon. I got a video for Dreams get ready to come out soon. Y'all just stay the fuck tuned. Shout out to Dice Mob, man. We in here.
Straight up. What you think about a person, man, you know, that's on their platform that got a lot of awareness? You feel me? Like, say, rocking a upcoming designer's clothes, you know what I mean? Or even networking with people that is from the city once they get up that way. Do you believe that'll be a help to, like, bring more eyes to certain things from, you know, people in that city?
Yeah, of course it would. It's just expanding your brand. Like, for me, for instance, I have my own lash company. I sell lashes.
Right.
So, like, with me doing music and selling lashes, yeah, it gets more attention drawn to me and it expands my brand and my business a little more. I would encourage any artist to do that because it is expanding your brand. It's getting money in your pocket. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. It's slow for in the beginning. You got to take baby steps before you walk. But, I mean, at the end, it's worth it.
Straight up. All right. I could dig that, man. I could dig that. Y'all most definitely go check Miss Erica out as well. Now, TJ, man, this is the movie that got coming out, man. We gotta touch on that too, man. I'll give you flowers for that, man. You know, since I've been gone, you know, I've been watching, I've been trying to stay tuned in. I might have missed some things, but I'll be trying to stay tuned in. Jagged Fisher too. We'll be trying to stay locked in, man, keep up with the movies. But how many movies is this now that you been starred in, man, OG?
This is my third film, bro. This is my third red carpet event, bro. I started out with Pearl 2, and then I got which is on Amazon Prime right now. Pearl 2 is on Amazon Prime, and then I got Unsurety.
Make sure y'all go check it out. If y'all ain't checked it out, go check it out.
Yeah, Unsurety is on Tubi, and I believe it's on Amazon Prime as well. Now, with this new movie, Braden did some big things and got on with a big production company to, you know, to put these movies out. So I'm not going to give up. Yeah, you know, Bray, you know, big shouts out to Bray. And I really don't want to talk too much because I would like Bray to say that. But, I mean, I think he's putting on Facebook about Dame Dash or something like that. I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen that on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook. So while we were filming, you know, that's when I got news that it's bigger sponsorship in the movies now. So, you know, it's a bigger budget to put these movies out. So we able to do more stuff in these movies, you know, than ever. Right. So, I mean, I got this third installment. This is my third film. It's called PPP Long Gone. Okay. We're going to premiere this movie at the Warren.
Straight up.
It's about the PPP loans and how everybody, you know, was going, you know, wrong with that, fucking up and all that, getting that money. You know, it's one of those films. It's got a lot of comedy in it. It's got the OGs of our region of comedy in it. What else could I say about it? April, I don't know the exact date, but it's April of 2022. It's right around the corner. Devon Bray has the tickets on that film. It's going to be at the Warren Theaters, preferably downtown and Old Town. And it's going to be a star-studded event. The news channels, all the news channels are going to be there. Doing live broadcasts on the red carpet. I mean, it's going to be a major event, bro. This is, you know, we the biggest in Kansas. We the biggest in Kansas. We doing shit like the biggest. I just encourage everybody to come out and see the film, though. It's going to be very exciting. It's very funny. He's putting a lot of work into this. It's a lot of comedy. We getting head nods from major niggas. So, I mean, it's just one of those shows you're going to have to pull up and come see.
Is that my shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And I encourage anybody, too. I agree with it, man. You definitely need to go pull up and see it. But also, man, the ones that he said already out on the platforms, man, I know a lot of people be rocking with Tubi now, too. And I'm glad you said that and dropped that out there, man. And you said Unsurety is on Tubi, right?
Unsurety is on Tubi, and I believe Amazon Prime as well.
Okay. Heck yeah. So, man, Jack, you got anything you want to ask real quick? Jack might have stepped away for just a second. But this is what I wanted to ask you, too, man. Being around the Braves, man, and them doing the videos, doing the movies, and this type of things, man. Let the people know, just from your experience, you know what I mean, from your eyes, man, from your experience, how, because I know the type of people he incorporate, but as far as in giving back and allowing people from their city to take part in certain things that they got going on, can you speak on that from your position?
I feel like, I mean, you know, Bray is like family, man. He's family. I mean, we date back 20 years in this thing from different corners. Like, he comes from a rivalry group of mine, and he was able to branch off of that and create his own name. And, you know, here we have Bray, the big director. But, I mean, as far as working with Bray, man, it's like a natural chemistry, man. Like, I feel like as far as with me, you know, and I've known him a long time. I've been working with Bray for a long time. As far as, like, actually working with him, I've been working with this guy for over 10 years. You know, we've been in business over 10 years as far as doing, you know, doing music videos to doing movies. You know, and our relationship is just getting better and better over time. You know what I mean? That's my little bro. He's major at what he do. He know how to sell it. I feel like the outside coming in, though, to get his attention, you know, just being yourself and being great at being you. I feel like that's what he pays the most attention to. People that are great at being themselves. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I'm following you.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what it's all about, man.
Being themselves.
There's no, that,
yeah,
I'm
with
yeah, that's
you.
No,
that's what I like.
There's no, yeah, that's real. I mean, and there's no golden ticket, man, that'll get you next to this man. There's no golden ticket. It's just, I mean, you just simply just be great at being you. And, I mean, everything else is going to flow because he feeds off of that type of energy. That's how he's able to be great, when you're great at being yourself. So, I mean, and that's the, you know, that's the antidote. You know, that's the formula. I mean, because that's what I do. And I feel like I'm great at being me. You know, and so, I mean, that's how I got his attention. So I know it wouldn't be no different from nobody else. You know, there's no golden ticket.
I can dig. Jack, you on there with me, Femo? We got you back.
Yeah, I'm on there.
Man, anything you want to add, King Jack?
I mean, Bray, how do he reach out to the city? I mean, as far as just like, you know, fucking with people like local, you know what I mean?
When it comes to Bray, man, Bray recruits from within. So he goes out to the community to get the people. I mean, Bray right now actually is at a register with the people locally that he doesn't have to, you know, reach further, because I mean he has all this talent where he's at, and you know he's making it reachable for locals to get in these movies and star in major roles. Like, you know, there's, you know, people that didn't have a name, and Bray, you know, put them in major roles, and now these people are who you know. They're starring all his big films, you know. So it's like, you know, that's where he recruits. He starts with his community as far as recruiting all his talent that he's going to use in these films. And, I mean, I'm a local actor in Wichita. I was, you know, born and raised here. I mean, I've lived other places as a child, but, you know, majority of my life, you know, it's been in Wichita where I'm at now. And, you know, shit, you know, he recruited me, you know, based off of, you know, my contributions to music and what I am here musically in Wichita and what I mean to the music. And, you know, he just put me in my spot, you know, where I'm supposed to be to increase my portfolio going forward into a major act. So, you know, Bray, he's an easy guy to work with. He's nice. He's gonna give you pointers. He's gonna give you everything you need to succeed and go further than that. So I mean, Bray's a good guy, man. He really fucks with the community like that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So man, can you go ahead, man, give me your information, man. If they want to reach out to you and contact you, man, where they can do that at, man, because the show can be replayed at any time. So even for somebody that's coming back listening to the show, man, they can catch it. Where can they contact you at? How can they get in contact with you?
All right, man. First things first, man. I have a lot of contact on Facebook. So I'm on Facebook a lot. You know what I mean? So you can reach out to me on Facebook at Carl King Jaffe. That's J-A-F-F-E. King Jaffe Barry Jr., B-A-R-R-Y Jr., right? So you can catch me on Facebook. I be on Twitter. You can catch me at I Am King of KS on Twitter. I don't really fuck with Instagram or none of that other shit like that, you know what I mean? But I mainly be on Facebook a lot, so you can really tap in with me there. And make sure you go to YouTube, man, and just check out all my latest work to date, man. You can go there, just type in C-I-N-G-J, you know what I mean? Or you can look up ICT Boy, and you can find my work that way. I did a lot of great records with that man. He'll say the same. He's got a name as well. And, shit, all is well. You know, being with me anytime. Shit, message me, all that. Fuck with me. And I'll, you know, shit, you talk and I'll talk back. Dig that.
Straight like that, man. Make sure y'all go plug in. Make sure y'all go plug in. Cocaine Wayne, man, go ahead, man, let them know if they want to contact you, man, if they want to get in contact with you, work with you, how they need to do that.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all can most definitely holler at your boy, man. Cocaine Wayne, that's K-O. Capital C-A-I-N-E-W-A-Y-N-E. I'm on all digital platforms, you feel me? That means you can go ahead and type my name in and you're going to find me wherever you at. That's Pandora, that's Spotify, that's Apple, that's all of that. You know what I'm saying? Shazam, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Instagram, you know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and follow me at Dice Mob Cocaine Wayne, D-I-C-E-M-O-B-B-K-O-C-A-I-N-E. Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we everywhere out here, man. Look out for Miss Erica, man. Look out for Mr. J, man. It's Dice Mob. We out here, man. Check us out. Rock with me.
All right. Straight like that. Straight like that. Jag the Official, famo. Go ahead, man. Tell them where they can contact you at.
Yeah, man. You can catch me on Instagram at OmarOn10, Facebook at Young Jag, YUNGJ. Period, A, period, G, period. You know what I mean? Shit, you can catch me on Twitter, same, Young Jag the Official. You know what I mean? Shit, I'm everywhere.
Now, Femo, answer me this question. And y'all catch already. Me here, chop on the radio, too, man. Chop on the radio, gmail.com, man. Y'all already know who I am, man. I ain't got to tell you. You did. Femo, Jag, man, give me, man. I need you to do something for me, man.
Do we got Ghetto Pains or So Easy? Which one? Which one are we riding to?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one. That's one we ride to, man.
Let's go easy.
You gonna go easy?
Yeah, let's go easy on.
All right, man. This is what we gonna do, man. Hey, look, check this out, man. Appreciate, man, everybody, man. For that called in, tuned in, everybody that's on the phone line right now, man. Hey, we appreciate y'all, man. Salute to all y'all for calling in, showing that love. Everybody that hit the link. You dig? Big shots out, man, to King J, man, King Joffy, y'all already heard him. Big shots out, Cocaine Wayne, Miss Erica, Jack and Fisher, you already know, Famo, this is what we do, man. Big shots out, Petty Mercy, for calling in, too, man. Big shots out to our Famo from Branch Off Records, Schooler, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the School and Hound Show, man. Hey, Famo and them jerking over that way, as well as the Petty Murphy Project, man. If you ain't plugged in with Schooler, man, plug in with Schooler, man. Big things going on. You did. Or you can holler at us. That's what he going to probably tell you, man. Holler at them. Famo going to plug in. You know what I mean? Real will do real shit, man. But Famo should hit y'all with that easy, man.
Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my
own. That shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Sometimes I gotta pour a little lean in my cup to it up. And take a couple shots to get fucked up. Cause the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing, even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. Though born to lose, see, I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They plotted my following all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it going in like this crunch time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learn to move cautious. Bitches be fake and niggas be false. You gotta look eight. Now all of them soft. You nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the streets like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take none like 50 cent, but I take none. I cook now, when I flip mine, I'ma get rich, I'ma
nothing
die trying.
Nothing come easy, I get it all on my own.
All on my
ain't
own.
That shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy, I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy, hard to go broke. From the bottom world ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's had to play both roles. Cooker than the hand coke, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the word. Cause I was born ahead, now I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love and no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with that llama. If niggas won't drama, my mission this time is cross me. And I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And a damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get past. I'm working and putting in overtime. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up and show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contestin'.
I get it all on my own,
all on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Nothing
come easy, I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy,
I get it all on my own.
All on my
ain't that
own.
Shit I was born to be on.
Nothing
come